as I've grown. Blood in the sweat, tears and regret.
Here he is, the controversial, but legendary, BDB.
Yeah, I'm dead. It's my destiny.
Make way for the king. Another Mike and Mike production. In 3, 2, 1, 1, 1, 0.
Welcome to Cigar Hustlers Podcast, episode 329. Recorded live at the Mike and Mike Production Studios in Deltona, Florida. This is Cigar Hustlers Podcast, the show where two guys share their passion for cigars, business, and life. Join Mike, the King, Stefan Kevich, and his host, Mike BDP Palmer, as they talk about the latest cigars news, reviews, tips, and interviews some of the most influential people in the cigar industry. And me, I'm their engineer and sound tech, Phil.
Phil!
Whether you're a seasoned aficionado or a curious beginner, this podcast is for you. So sit back, relax, and light up a cigar with Cigar Hustlers Podcast.
Welcome to Cigar Hustlers Podcast, a show brought to you commercial-free, but a massive shout-out to our amazing patrons on Patreon. Thank you to your unwavering support. We're able to deliver unfiltered, unbiased opinions on all things cigars and personalities in the cigar world. Mm-hmm. Your backing makes it possible for us to keep it real for our listeners. Yes. Cheers to you. If you'd like to become a Patreon member, go to www.patreon.com and search a Cigar Hustlers Podcast.
Ka-chow. Ka-chow.
Camera two.
Camera two.
What are you texting?
Camera two. No, I love you more.
No, I love you more. No, Greg, you hang up.
No, Greg, I'm done. I'm not talking to you right now.
I'm busy. I'm downstairs.
So Phil's got an attitude problem today.
Oh, it's every day.
Chippy.
So.
Very chippy.
I put that lighter on the table in case you need
to. Oh, yeah, an attitude problem. I'm just tired.
Tired with his tired. He's got an attitude that he's tired.
Okay.
Tired with his attitude.
So...
So,
Michael?
Yes.
How are you, Michael?
I'm tired.
You're tired? Do you have an attitude too?
No.
Did you red light?
No, I didn't today. I was running a little late this morning, and when I left,
here we go.
We're installing a new light in the bathroom.
Is it red?
No. No, it's a new light fixture to match the new black sink.
Oh.
A new black light fixture.
Nice. That sounds exciting.
I did that this morning.
Well, you'll never remember because you didn't have red light.
Yeah. Right. I only took the old light down. There's wall repair that has to be done. Painting and things because it's a different shape.
Nice.
Oh.
So.
Where's the big lighter?
Where is the big lighter? Oh, it's over there.
Oh, it's over there.
Yeah.
It gets taken off the table for the other show.
Where's the Hellraiser cube?
I forgot about that.
Thank you, Phil.
Hellraiser. That was Phil's hand, everyone.
That was Phil's hand.
Very lovely hand. The hand of Phil. That's the one he holds the camera when he's dancing during his DJ thing.
Phil doesn't DJ.
Oh, no, that wasn't Phil? Oh, my mistake. You're lighting with that massive thing. It's just ridiculous.
It looks great.
It looks great.
I installed new lights outside.
On your house?
Yes.
Oh, like by the door?
The front door, the pathway.
Ah.
The ones that I had, you hang up or whatever.
Right.
Well, you know how they say LED lights are going to last forever, whatever the fuck?
Doesn't work.
No, they last about 2 or 3 years and they turn.
Is that it?
Yeah, they turn to complete shit.
Did you put like indoor lights outside?
No, they were outdoor lights.
Okay.
So I started to switch them out.
Wait, are these string lights?
No, it's like the lantern lights. You attach it to the wall and it's got like that lantern. And
yeah,
you
yeah,
screw
yeah.
In
okay.
The,
all right,
the ones that I had before, they were just the LED and you couldn't replace them.
Oh.
So my brother helped me install the first ones.
Well, that is your problem right there.
I think so. Because when I pulled one out, it was...
There was 10 wires.
Water had gotten into it.
Oh, of course.
Even though he cocked the ever-living fuck out of this thing.
I'm sure he cocked it a lot.
He's swinging his cock.
He's a real good cocker.
He's a cocking machine.
Well, what Greg would do is probably eat the cocking.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say the other word, but cocking.
Yeah.
You would eat the cock.
You could say it.
You could say it. You could say
it. He would eat the cock there as he was.
Write that down.
411.
Perfect. Got him.
411.
Unbelievable.
Look, here it is right here.
He'd probably.
Oh, no, sorry. That's not it.
He'd probably eat the cock.
Eat the cock.
So when I pulled one out.
Yes.
it was just rusted and shit. So it, obviously something had happened.
Water got behind it, apparently.
Yeah. So I call my neighbor because I haven't really talked to my neighbor in a little bit. Yes. I like to bullshit with him.
Right.
I'm like, hey, I'm out front.
The neighbor you like.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is this neighbor. The Airbnb or is this another neighbor?
No, Airbnb guy? No, this is the good neighbor.
Is there a random guy at the Airbnb you like?
No. So I said, hey, you know, you want to come hang out, whatever bullshit with me out front?
I install the light.
Yeah. And that kind of gets sucked into him helping me.
Right. Him hanging the light.
And I instantly feel guilty. I'm like, that wasn't why.
That's not why I called you.
That's
over.
Not why.
I really just needed your support.
But thank God he came over because things moved a lot faster.
Ah,
you know.
Oh.
He's definitely more seasoned and he has more tools.
Right. Oh, more tools. Uh-huh. Yes. You couldn't borrow your wife's tools?
Yeah, I didn't want to borrow my wife's tools. Oh, okay. No, that's crazy.
Yeah. Does she have tools?
No.
I feel she has tools that you don't know about. She doesn't.
She probably.
You can't touch the tools.
These are my tools.
They're my tools.
I don't want you to touch my tools. So, got the lights installed.
I mean, your neighbor installed the lights.
No, well, he helped me. He did help me.
But is there really room for two guys? Because generally, when you install a light, there's not really room for two guys either. Somebody's got to be doing it. Somebody's just
hey, do this, do that.
Yeah, we're on kind of two ladders, and you know,
two ladders.
Yeah, nice. A little romance.
Yeah, it's very romantic.
How big is this hole?
That's what I mean. How big hole did Greg have to make to install this light that rusted behind?
It's actually the front door.
He built that too. It doesn't work.
It was weird because when I went to go install it on with the, I don't know what the fuck it's called. The
mounting plate.
No, the electric mount. It's a thin.
The wires?
Electrical box.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I couldn't, it wouldn't attach. It would have a big gap space. So I just removed the fucking thing and then bolted the mount right to the fucking wall.
Oh.
And then caulked that.
You just need an extension ring.
An extension who?
An extension ring for the electrical box.
An extension ring?
Yeah, they're like 60 cents.
I don't know if that would have worked.
Well, it brings it out like another like
It couldn't be brought out anymore because with the brace that I added to it pushed it out further.
Shorter. Oh, that was probably the Taiwanese
shorter
box
screws?
That Greg used.
You use shorter screws maybe?
No, shorter screws.
Did Greg say it's going to take a while for these boxes to show
up?
It's
no big deal, bro. I just fucking bolted it right to the wall. We're
Greg said, look, I took this RC car apart and I used the electrical box from that for your lights.
Dude, we're in business, man. Fuck the box. It's fucking.
You didn't put up a picture of the lights. That's what you're supposed to do.
What? I actually have a picture of the lights.
Oh.
Would you like it?
I'd like to see it. Certainly. Please.
Well, you remember, he's not telling you things before.
Yeah, it's true. He doesn't tell me.
So the paint started to come off around it as well.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, nice.
Did you repair that?
No. So the next project for me
is painting the house.
Once the roof gets done, I'm going to paint the fucking house.
Oh.
I'll probably just paint it myself.
Ugh, that's not fun.
Sounds miserable.
It does sound miserable.
But painting's so fucking expensive, man. Yeah, people are fucking.
It is.
You have a big square house.
Well, I mean, just start doing it. You'll see why.
Yeah, it's a pain in the dick.
Right. They charge so you don't have to do it.
I'm going
to.
I'll scrape the shit. I'll pressure wash it and I'll start painting. I'll start doing panels
just
at a
paint
time.
Paint over?
And listen,
you can't paint over.
I already know how it's going to go. Greg is going to try to come over and paint the house. He's been dying to use his paint sprayer for some reason.
He's got a paint sprayer?
Yeah. Trust me. He's going to try and do it for you. Don't let him
I'm
do
not
it.
Doing that. I'm not doing that. I'm going to roll. I'm going to roll it. I'm not.
Rolling is better. Because with the sprayer, it could get on somebody's car, you know, nearby. Yeah. Or
oh, nearby. The Airbnb customers.
Yeah. Yeah, but they charge the other people.
Yeah, but then they'll backcharge.
That's not my problem.
Yeah.
No, but I feel
they're allowed anyway.
I feel like if I just kind of did one panel at a time, like I scraped it and then I pressure washed it and then I hit it and like I did that like once every weekend or something like that.
They have
in 8 months, I would have a full white house.
They're like an 18-inch roller.
White?
Yeah.
It goes white.
Well,
white and black?
Yeah, white with black.
Yeah. That's a new thing.
That's a thing.
Yeah.
And red.
It's like a Miami Deco.
Yeah, there you go.
And red.
And I got a flat roof, so it's going to look very Miami Deco-y.
Oh. Mm-hmm. A nice neon border around the top of them.
Very excited.
Be nice.
Well, you got to get the lights. Neon lights.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, neon lights? Okay.
That'll look nice.
Like around the windows.
Oh.
Ooh. Pink?
And teal.
Black, white.
Pink and teal.
Oh, yeah.
Pink and teal. Yeah, that'd be very Miami.
Yeah.
Yes. Pink and blue neon.
Yeah.
Cocktails and dreams.
Cocktails and dreams.
Perfect.
That's what we're going to call it.
Right.
Yeah, it's going to be my house.
Perfect.
I'm very excited.
I see it. Pink and blue neon.
You guys got me all fired up.
That's right. That sounds great.
We had our first cameo.
Oh, yes, we did. I had to talk about later. I didn't know who the we was.
We can't say who it is
because his birthday has not happened yet.
I forgot that we were even on that.
I did too. I had deleted the app from my phone.
Really?
But we got an email last week that we had 3 days to do it. And
People are starting to recognize.
Now we're rolling.
We're rolling.
We're so in business, baby.
Better hurry and get your orders in now for the holidays.
Check us out on Cameo.
Thank you, John Yogurlite.
Yes, hope your wife enjoys the happy birthday message.
It was super cool, man.
It was fun to get like.
Does it give you like a thing to say?
It gives us intel. Yeah, it gives you intel. It gives you the person who it's for, obviously, mm-hmm. who's doing it, and then they ask the question: is tell us something personal about this person,
right?
And when their birthday is, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, they must have inputted that in.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. The person who does it.
If you don't know the people, how would you? Yes. Say something
right. Personal? They give you a little thing to.
It was fun because we couldn't figure out where to do it. We were arguing with each other. I'm like, this is fucking ridiculous. We started fighting.
We're laughing as it's going.
We're having a good time.
Like, pull it together.
Like, for fuck's sake, man.
Nice.
Redo it. Redo. So.
But now we're seasoned experts.
Yeah, now we're fucking veterans.
I thought the cameras went off again.
It's amazing.
Yes. Cameos, we got the baby. First one in the can. As
we
they
broke
say,
the seal. The we broke the seal.
Whoever would like to have theirs next, please just jump right now. Mm-hmm. For Mother's Day.
See, Mitch Smith was smart. He'd pay $20 for me to say broadleaf is the best leaf.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, it could be anything.
And he could post that anywhere.
There's even an option.
I have proof.
For a breakup message.
Yeah, we're not. Well, I mean, we could do that.
We could do the breakup message.
But there was one that was like relationship advice.
There was one, relationship.
That's a hard pass. No. That's a hard
pass. There was a breakup one?
Yeah, yeah, there's a new thing where you can click in what you would be willing to do or talk about.
Yeah.
So it was a bunch of different options. And there was a couple we're like, oh, we can't do that. No, we're not.
But imagine like, hi, I'm Mike. And I'm Mike too. And this is the Girl Hustlers Podcast. We just want you to know that
Tim. We just want you to know, Tia, that Boots is going to leave.
No, it would be the other way around.
Oh, that's right. Boots, we just want you to know, Tia is going to leave.
Boots, you just want you to know, Tia is done with your bullshit and she's fucking out of here.
She's out of here.
So thank you.
Congratulations on your new DJ.
This has been a Cigar Hustlers Podcast.
You're never home and she's tired.
She's tired of your weekend gallivanting. And she says, it says notes here. Tell him.
It says you have a small penis. And
wow. Good luck with your ED meds and that rash cream.
You no longer have insurance. And that rash cream. And your ALO cream for your thigh rash.
Wow.
Oh, it's a good way to start a Monday.
We actually, Tia, we'll do that one for free, Tia. If you want to.
She doesn't watch.
We know.
That'll be the clip. 12 minutes. Clip.
We're way past that.
Not on my clock.
So is that the red light clock?
Yes.
That's the red light clock. That's the red light clock. So, yeah, we had football. We got our ass kicked.
We went to Fort DeSoto Park to go hang out with Alex and his fiance on Sunday.
How was that?
Talk about it on the Patreon.
Oh, Patreon.
It's a long drive. Yeah, it's St. Pete. South St. Pete.
2 hours. 2.5 hours.
2.5. It was 2 hours there, 2:45 back.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Sounds about Tampa, baby.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You know, I love that because whenever we go to those fucking Bucks games, you know, I try and leave like 3 or 4 hours in advance.
Right.
Because you don't fucking know.
Well, we left early on a Sunday morning, so there was no traffic on the way there.
Right.
But on the way back, there was a Magic game we had to drive past.
Last game of the season.
Yeah, baby.
They blew out the Bucks.
Apparently that was, they had just cleared because it was, you know, can't go downtown. You got to go around. Got to take 429 and go around. Then we stopped to get gas and get a snack. And then time I got back in the car, I was like, just drive straight through. It's fine.
Yeah.
Disregard.
Disregard the
You'll be fine.
You'll be fine.
Express pass.
Yeah. This is not my exit.
This is not my exit. It's a great strategy.
But it's a beautiful beach over there.
It really is.
But they packed the people in, my Lord.
Well, you're on the Gulf side. So, yeah. So the sand's nicer. The water's nicer.
Yeah. You could actually be 2 miles from the beach and still be on the beach. 2 miles from the ocean. That's what it seemed like.
Like
people just kept coming in and coming in and coming in like ants. Really?
Wow. That's incredible.
It was. And there was a mass baptism going on right as we left.
A baptism?
A mass baptism. They had 1,000 people.
In the ocean?
In the Gulf.
They're just dunking them, huh?
Well, yeah. That's the ocean.
They had flags all along the beach with different cities. So I guess if you go to this church, or it's all one church, but you go to this campus, you go in between these two flags.
Did you guys participate?
No. I'm not allowed. I didn't get burst into flames or something. Sure.
Was it part
I kept
of
telling my wife, I can baptize people. It's in my book. Point, I can do it. She's
the whole point of that is to release you. Your
yeah, you're supposed to be. Yeah,
it cleans you.
Yeah, you're supposed to be. It's like a.
Yeah,
reset.
I know. We had a talk on the way back. I'm like, I have questions. You know, she's like, oh God, what now?
What now?
So what we talked about it on the way home.
What do you want, Mike?
What's the idea of a rebaptism, honey? I mean, you've already been forgiven once. You got to get washed off again? She goes, what is all this washing you're talking about? It's what it is. You're washing off the sins. That's the way it works.
Well, hey, listen, dude. Sometimes these things are good for the soul.
I've done some bad things, and I'm just going to splash the water on me.
If you don't like to get wet, you go to the Catholic Church and just get in the box.
It's like, yeah.
Well, no, they do the splashy on the head when you're a baby, and then you have to do the box the rest of your life.
Oh, we got the full tub in ours. There's a tub.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a thing, yeah.
Church we go to has a tub they bring in. It's sort of like your hot tub thing you used to have.
Oh, cold plunge?
Yeah.
Like that?
Oh. Yeah, like it's inflatable.
It's an inflatable thing. One?
Yeah.
I thought the...
Yeah, to put a bunch of towels under it.
It's nice.
Yeah.
I thought the whole fountain thing was cool. But I think when I was baptized with like a... It was like a bowl, like a goblet thing.
Yeah, but you're small.
Full of holy water, and you take the cup and just pour it on your head.
Yeah. Right. Well, I don't think it was a cup. I think it was just like a...
Oh, he just splashed.
Yeah.
There you go.
We did a bulk baptism thing recently, like last year.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, the fucking look on Teddy's face when she got dunked, when she stared.
Oh, we talked about that. Yeah. She was like, what the hell?
That was amazing. She like.
It'd been so funny if she swore when you pulled her back up. Yeah. Listen, asshole. What is this?
So we go.
Mommy did my hair for an hour.
So we went to the porch. That's kind of like the restaurant we go to sometimes after football games.
I've heard of it.
Yeah. Brittany loves it. So yeah. I'm going to go on the porch. Yeah. Let's go on the porch and make you happy.
Oh, is it down by the airport?
By the train track.
Down by Winter Park. Yeah.
Oh, okay, never mind.
So we go to leave, and it's kind of late, and my kids are obnoxious and not paying attention.
I meant the city airport, if that makes a difference.
No.
Okay.
So there's like this. There's like two older couples that are leaving at the same time we're leaving. Right. So all of us adults, we stop. Our kids keep going, and they walk in front of them, but I'm holding Teddy's hand. So... They kind of, and you could see that the old people were a little peeved or whatever.
Yeah, kids all cut us off.
Yeah. And I walk by and I go, as we catch back up to them, I go, hey, you idiots, you know, pay attention. There's, you know,
when the old people
be respectful. They already walked past. They're already gone. Be respectful when older people, you know, are trying to leave.
Right.
And Teddy looks at me and she says, Daddy, am I an idiot too?
And your response was?
And I was like, absolutely not. No,
you're perfect.
Just the boys are idiots.
Just the boys are idiots. That's right, Daddy. They're idiots. Bubbles, kill the idiots.
Bubbles, kill the idiots. Kill the idiots. Right. So, yeah, that was pretty fantastic.
Is he still going after Justice? Bubbles?
A little bit, you know. I learned a little more backstory as to why he doesn't go after. He doesn't go after him.
Right.
Okay. So there's this game that we play. Right. I don't know if I ever spoke of this game.
I don't know. What
is going on for
Chase Justice?
Forever. No. Yeah,
everybody go after Justice.
It's called Ninja. So what you do is you hide.
Right.
And then you jump out and you yell Ninja.
Okay.
And if you scare the person has to say, and the legend of the ninja lives on.
Okay.
It's fantastic. Right?
Sure. He's playing with a dog.
He's playing with the fucking dogs.
No wonder the dog don't like
it. Yeah, so he's jumping out and scaring the piss out of the guard dog.
Oh.
So now when he goes to hug him, he's like, fuck you.
He's going to yell Ninja. But, he's going to yell Ninja.
But the dog never said in the legend of the Ninja.
Yeah, he never did.
Yeah, the dog never plays it. Is that the only people he can scare, the dogs?
So no, he scared me a couple times.
Oh.
I've been working on that. I worked on it today or this weekend, you know. Yeah, so Bubbles.
Like, don't yell at the dog.
No, no. So he went to go hug him. Bubbles growled at him. I fucking jabbed Bubbles right in the throat. I'm like, don't do that shit. And he's like, oh, God. Okay.
Can't you teach a kid not to scare the dog?
All he was doing was hugging him.
Yeah, but it's the other stuff.
I don't give a shit. I don't care if my kid pulls on the dog's tail. Don't growl at my fucking kid.
Than pulling
Look, I love my dog.
Right.
I love Bubbles.
Well, you love the kids.
He's an amazing dog. He's fucking the best dog I've ever had.
Right.
He snaps at my fucking kids. I'm an old yeller. That son of a bitch out back. We're not. And there'll be no questions
you're
asked.
Have to pick. You pick the children.
I will fucking mentally traumatize my kids. They will see it through the window.
Just you rip the hair off.
Ka-klow,
old yeller.
That's it. You're done, buddy.
Yeller.
Is this like one of those ongoing games in life?
The dogs in heaven going. He yelled ninja again. Yeah, I didn't know what
was I supposed to do.
I should have fucking said, and the legend lives on.
And the legend lives on.
Instead of her,
I mean.
Is this like one of those ongoing games forever in life?
Yeah.
Like that movie Tag?
Pretty much.
Oh.
Yeah, it goes on forever.
Oh.
So you're going to be like, well, you don't think you're going to live past 60. So you're going to be like 60.
I think 69.
Okay, you're going to be 69, and that's going to be the heart attack.
Yeah.
Oh! Somebody yells ninja.
But he didn't say it before he died.
And Bubbles is sitting there going, see?
Yeah, I fucking told you guys.
I told you. That's why I growl at the kid.
He'd be long gone by then. 30 years from now? Yeah.
I don't know, man. Some of these dogs I've seen lately, they're fucking surpassing some years.
I had a Ridgeback mix who hated being in the crate.
Really?
And when he was in the crate, he would go to attack you and everything.
Yeah.
So after I got divorced from Connor's mother, the second one, found out her son, when he was little, used to terrorize the dog when he was in the crate.
Right.
Like him and his friends would come over and just beat on the crate and stuff. Nobody ever told me. I always felt bad about the dog.
Right. Makes sense.
Yeah.
The dog will tell you what's wrong.
Yeah. I'll tell my son, idiot, stop scaring the fucking dog.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kids.
Kids.
These fucking kids. I swear to God.
Mm. He's got the mask on. Either he likes it or it's done.
No, we're just going to leave that going.
I'm just prepared.
So.
Yeah.
So we had a rough couple games. The Pats game.
Oh, you back playing?
Yeah.
The
Pats game actually, for one practice and kids not playing, we actually played really well. Jax's team.
Is that the name of the team?
The Pats? Yeah. Jax's team, the Bucks. Oh, my goodness. They were terrible.
Oh, terrible. Not the same team it was last year?
A lot of them, yeah.
Oh, are you coaching both teams?
Yeah, the team? I'm assistant coaching on both teams. Bucks team.
And basketball.
But I love these guys, and the offensive coach, he's my buddy. Like we're pals. So, but he freaks out a little bit. He was, shit started going sideways and he's like, we dropped down to Silver League. And he's like, I will not.
Oh,
he's
not
like,
Silver League.
Yeah. It's like, because we lost a couple of our primary guys. So he says, I will not coach if we lose every single game in Silver League. I'm done. So
is that the lowest level silver or is there a bronze?
No, it's just silver.
Is it just gold or silver?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
trying to follow the story for everyone at home.
So you're welcome. I texted him later. I was harassing him. I was like, the best part for me was when you were pouting like a 5-year-old saying that you were going to quit.
Yeah. She tried to ninja him every once in a while.
Ninja!
Right.
Just in the middle of the game.
In the middle of the game. Go up behind him and go, Mid ninja!
Oh, you got to say it.
I got you.
Ninja.
Right.
Do you have a whistle?
I have a machine whistle.
What does that mean?
But I can't find it.
What's a machine whistle? Whistles for you?
Yeah, you push a button, it goes.
So he doesn't have to blow it.
Yeah.
Did too much work?
I like to yell a lot.
Well, he's not the head coach yet.
I like to yell.
Oh.
So it's nice to have it in my hand.
So you yell as you're blowing the whistle?
I like to do push-ups. Dude, the practices look so good, too. These kids are fucking lit up on practice. And then all of a sudden the game came on, and I'm like, what the fuck was that? What?
Well, you didn't have the whistle, coach.
What? Yeah, you're right. I must just make them do push-ups on the field when they drop balls.
Oh.
What do you think?
Yeah. Sure.
Great idea.
Up-downs.
Right then.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Bang them out.
Right.
I think that would be great.
They can do up-downs so they get dirty. Kids don't like that. I get dirty for no reason because I got in trouble.
Right.
So that's my life.
Yeah.
And I had an AC guy redo some ducts in my house this weekend.
Oh, wow. You were very busy.
They were not happy.
Why were they not happy?
Because he has 12 inches of
attic. Yeah, because there's 18 inches of crawl space. That's right.
Yeah, there's no crawl space.
But they did it.
I thought you were going to do that once the roof gets ripped off.
Yeah, well, the way that it's kind of formulated, I was like, just fucking.
You don't know when that roof thing's going to happen. Yeah. So
just fucking.
We got to go ahead and do it.
Just do it.
We
got
to do it. Is it better?
It's hard to say. It's hard to say.
Too early.
Yeah. The box needs to be replaced too. Like the box from the.
Yeah.
Portal. But in order to do that, you got to cut. Got to cut the ceiling. So.
Yeah.
Disaster.
Disaster. A lot of work.
But the lights are up.
Oh, they're good. Yeah, they're very, very lit up outside, but you guys are hot in the house.
That's lovely.
Are they waterproof?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Good.
Very exciting.
Okay.
All right. You ready for Phil's fun facts?
Yeah, let's move on.
Welcome to Cigar Hustlers podcast feature, Phil's Fun Facts.
Hello, peoples. Yeah, this is a long one. All right. Fun fact, fellas, just like the king, cattle producers are all about the gains. One of the key metric producers used to grade forage and success in an operation is average daily gain. This is an average of how much weight each animal is gaining per day. Instead of crushing boxes of cereal in schools of salmon, our cows spend their whole lives on grass, eating a selection of grasses, as well as getting some occasional treats with grain. Different grasses, should it be, have different protein amounts throughout the year. So as we come out of the winter, our bahia grass is growing fast and has some solid protein, around 10 to 12% protein. Whereas bahia hay that was harvested at the end of the fall is usually around 6% protein.
Oh, man.
This means that throughout the year, daily gain changes. No, during the winter, on good winter forages.
Oh, all right, just wrap that up. Just wrap it up.
In the basic,
I don't know. I don't know
what breakdown of this whole thing that was. Is Postagna is delicious.
One place.
Oh my goodness.
Phil's Fun Facts brought to you by Cigar Hustler Podcast, Patreon, and Braze Ranch in Waldo, Florida. Follow them at Braze Ranch. Braze Ranch on Instagram or Facebook, or regular ranch updates. For regular ranch updates and news on beef availability. Cigar Hustler Patreon, where the true news and info come out every week in easily adjustable 30-ish minute episodes. With the news segment, Tarano's Gossip Minute, where we talk about the weird, dirty, or maybe take a cigar. Where we talk about the weird, dirty, or maybe, fake cigar industry rumors. For just $15 a month, you get full video access to everything the cigar industry doesn't want us to talk about. Go to patreon.com and search A Cigar Hustlers Podcast.
I love when he does the dirty ones.
All right, you ready?
You want to do that now?
Dirty ones?
Okay, sure.
Do you want to call?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right.
Is this on the regular show?
Yes, this is.
So we have a major announcement.
Major
celebrity.
Not the corner. No. Jack's corner.
Two, please.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, is this Jack Tarano?
How you guys doing?
We're fine. Well. How are you?
Well. We heard that there's a major celebrity and he wants to get involved in the cigar industry.
Oh.
He wants to make an announcement on our show.
Yeah.
Isn't there always a major celebrity wanting to get involved in?
This is pretty high.
This is one with Espinosa Cigars.
Though. Yeah, this is pretty big. This is a big deal.
I could tell you about it, or I could get him on the podcast.
I think let's get him on the podcast. That'd be fantastic.
That'd be great. He happens to be there.
Please be Alfredo.
Let me get him on. You guys hang on 1 second, okay?
All right. Okay.
It's Jack.
This is going to be amazing.
Three-way calling?
Linking him in? Just answers right away?
Riveting podcasting here.
It's fantastic. Oh, this is going to be riveting. I've been looking forward to this all week.
It's Monday.
He's probably not answering. He's not available. Must be busy doing push-ups,
something, drinking protein smoothies,
eating the entire egg with the shell.
Are you guys there?
Yes.
Arnold?
Oh, my God.
What the fuck do you want?
Hey, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
What's up, buddy? How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you guys today?
Doing well.
We're doing well.
We heard you're getting into the cigar industry.
What was that?
Heard you're getting into the cigar industry.
That's fantastic, right? It's going to be awesome.
Yeah,
can't wait to work with Espinosa.
Yeah?
It's going to be fantastic. Who am I speaking with today?
This is Mike and Mike from a Cigar Hustlers podcast.
Oh, Mike. That's right. The only guy out there who's got a name harder to say than mine.
That's right. That is correct.
So, how do you say your name? How do you say it? Say it for me right now.
Stepan Kevich.
What?
Stepan Kevich.
Yeah, I'm not going to fucking try and say that. That's bullshit.
So you've been a big cigar smoker your whole life, right?
That's right. Since I came out of the womb, I've been smoking cigars every fucking day.
And what type of cigar are you making? Do you know?
Well, I'm going to work very closely with them, and I'm thinking about doing something called the Terminator because, of course, right? But I had to talk to my friend James Cameron about that because he's kind of a pussy. And he's like, you know, you don't even own the rights to that. And I'm like, do I need to go over there and choke your fucking neck out and make you realize that it's going to be called a Terminator?
I love that. That's a great name for a cigar. Yeah.
It's going to be a 10x100. And if you're not a pussy, you can smoke it or you can always hit someone over the head with it. It's whatever you want to do.
This is amazing.
This is fantastic.
So do you think
it is fantastic?
Are you gonna, so after that, are you going to make any other ones, or is that just, is that it? We're just focusing on Terminator.
Well, we're going to do the Terminator 2, and it's going to be even better than the Terminator 1. It's going to be a 12 by 120. And again, you cannot be a pussy. You're going to buy it, and you're going to smoke it like a fucking man.
I love that. Wow. So
and we're going to do some pussy sizes, too. We might do a Toro. Might do a Robusto. I don't know yet.
Okay, that's fantastic. So have you talked with Eric at all about this? What kind of an impression do you get about Eric Espinoza? You know, what kind of person is Eric?
Oh, boy. Oh, Eric is the fucking best, man. He's one of those guys out there that's like, he knows what he wants. He's not a girly man.
Yeah.
He's not afraid to go out there and be aggressive and take what he wants. And I love that about him.
Okay, excellent. Excellent. You weren't going to go hard in the paint on Eric, huh? I was waiting for it. Interesting, Arnold.
I saw that you did an interview with my boy the other day.
Yes.
Guy Fieri.
I did.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you were over there asking him the pussy questions with the little noodle arms waving around. Like, would you don't even have any good questions for him? What the hell?
Yeah, no good questions. I was just so scared. I was so nervous. Very intimidating.
Yeah, very intimidating.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a girly man. I'm very weak.
That's fantastic. At least you admit it. You're not a pussy that way.
Yeah, of course. You got to embrace it. You know what I'm saying?
You got to embrace the pussiness.
Yeah. So,
you've got, I'm just fucking with you. You've got some nice arms. You probably work out a lot, right?
Of course, man. Of course. A few days a week.
Yeah, you got to do this. Do I need to go over there and then get it, wake you up one day, motivate you? Like, get the fuck out of bed. Stop being the pussy.
Yeah.
Go pull it. Do more.
I need the pump.
Do more.
I need to get the pump.
You got
to
pump it up. Yeah.
Exactly. I would love that. Yeah. We should work out together. When are we going to work out?
Ha ha. I'm going to bury you. I'm going to be in the fucking ground if you work out with me. You can't keep up with this. I'm like a million years old, but look at me. I'm fantastic.
You're like 110, Arnold. I feel like I can hold my own.
But fuck you. There's no way you're going to hold your own against this. It's me. There's nobody out there like me. And that's why this cigar is going to be fantastic. And that's why I'm working with Eric, because he's fantastic. It's going to be the best cigar in the world.
All right.
How about Jack? What do you think of Jack?
Yeah, what do you think of Jack Taranio?
I love Jack. Jack is awesome. I could bench press him, but it's fine.
Oh, wow.
What about Hector?
Can you bench press
him? Oh, Hector is the guy that does it all, right? I mean, he does all the blending. He's a small little guy, and I could probably throw him like 20 feet, but it's fine. I love Hector.
There's got to be somebody you could
tee. Did you try his Sumatra cigar?
Oh, what about Alfredo?
What do you think about his Sumatra? What do you think about Hector's Sumatra cigar?
Oh, boy.
I love this Sumatra.
That's it, huh? Oh, well, what about Richie? You know Richie? What do you, anything good to say or bad to say about Richie?
Nah, fuck that guy.
There it is. All right.
Nah, fuck that guy.
What about Tyler Jones?
What do we think about Tyler?
Tyler Jones is a fucking beast. You can't mess with that guy.
He's
out there. He's working hard every day. He needs to work on his. He needs to work on his hair a little bit, like, you know, either shave it off and be a man or stop wearing the fucking hats. I don't know what he's going to do there.
Right. Maybe hit the gym a little bit, get some push-ups in or something.
He's definitely got to hit the gym.
Right.
But he's working towards it. You know, he's not a super girly man.
All right. Well, Arnold, thanks so much for coming on. Thank you so much.
You're very busy. We appreciate you taking the time.
For giving us the exclusive. We look forward to this. We're excited about the Terminator. The Terminator cigar.
It's going to be fantastic.
Thank you so much, Arnold.
Hey, Arnold, before you go, will you say, I'll be back?
I'll be back.
He didn't like that.
All right. Thanks, Arnold. And thanks, Jack.
All right, guys.
All right. Take it easy. All right. There you go.
Nobody else is going to get that interview but us.
Not a single person will get that interview.
It's exclusive.
Exclusive interview. Amazing.
A lot of good sound bites there.
Yeah. The Terminator.
Terminator.
Huh? James Cameron.
Nobody would name a cigar I'll Be Back or something.
What's better than Terminator?
I'll Be Back.
Yeah, but Terminator is a good name. If he was going to do a three, I was going to go, well, the third movie wasn't really that good. So,
wow.
Maybe stick with one and two.
Ouch. The third one wasn't that good?
I don't remember. It was just funny.
The second one's really good.
Second one was good.
I like more like The Last Action Hero.
Oh, what a terrible movie.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't like Last Action Hero?
That was a good
movie. It's rated as like, wait, is that the one where he was in the movies?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's rated as like one of the worst movies ever made.
He wore like the dope tan brownish jacket.
Yeah, the jacket.
I thought it was great.
The gun.
What about Kindergarten Cop?
Oh, yeah.
That's a good movie.
Yeah.
Laser True Lies.
Oh, we should actually hit a tumor.
It's not a tumor.
It's not a tumor.
Yeah.
No, I mean, yeah, True Lies is a good movie. I like that one.
We can always have Arnold back on again.
Sure.
He's easily accessible.
Very accessible to us now. Yes. Yeah. We should get his number direct.
Yeah.
We don't have to go through Jack.
I'll say, Arnold.
Arnold. Ooh, yeah. Boy, just snorted. All right, news.
Let's get into the news.
From the four corners of the world, all the cigar industry news you could possibly need. The Cigar Hustler Podcast Report with Mike 2.
Altadis USA partners with Kentucky Derby for a Romeo and Julieta 1875 Run for the Roses.
Wow, really? You just got that.
What?
I just got that press release today.
Oh, it was their Saturday, actually. This year will mark the 150th running of the Kentucky Derby. Now there's an official cigar or two to celebrate. As part of the milestone celebration, Altadis USA will release the Romeo and Julieta 1875 Run for the Roses, a pair of Dominican cigars that are being made in partnership with Churchill Downs and Liquor Barn, a chain of stores in Kentucky that sell alcohol and cigars. Well, makes sense, I guess.
Yeah.
According to a report from Cigar Aficionado, there will be two sizes, an Exhibition number 3, a 6x50 for $20, and the Churchill Downs, obviously, 7x50 for $25.
So those are the only places you can get it?
That is the only places you can get it.
Wow.
The actual racetrack or the liquor store.
So exclusive.
Yes. Let's see. The number 3 is 2,000 boxes, sold beginning this weekend at Liquor Barn stores. Both the exhibit, how do you say exhibit in Spanish? I'm having a hard time pronouncing it.
Exhibito.
Exhibito. We'll go with Exhibito. Exhibito number 3, the Churchill, will be offered during Derby weekend. The Kentucky Oaks takes place on May 3rd and the Kentucky Derby on May 4th, but the Churchill will only be sold at the racetrack.
Wow.
The report says the cigars are a tweaked version of the Romeo and Julieta 1875 blend, an Indonesian wrapper over Dominican binder and fillers from the Dominican Republic and Nicaragua. They are produced at Tabacalera de Garcia in the Dominican Republic.
And when I say tweaked, I mean it's in a tube.
It's in a tube. It's in the exact same cigar.
Tweaked.
Just a little.
We tweaked it. What we did was we put a different band on it.
And put it in a different tube. Other than that, it may be the same.
It's practically the same thing.
Yes. 14 cities filed a lawsuit against Ohio's new tobacco preemption law.
Really?
Earlier this year, the Ohio General Assembly passed a law that prevents cities and counties from enacting their own tobacco regulations that are stricter than the state laws.
Wow. Ohio's such a pain in the ass to work
with. Wait. Yes. So they're making it harder to smoke.
The state has passed a law that says the cities cannot pass a law that is stricter than our law.
Hey, you can't do that. You can't do that.
Make sense?
Right. I get it.
Phil looks bewildered.
No, I understand. But is it hard to smoke in Ohio?
I don't think that it's
hard. There's a tax thing or something.
I can tell you this. I can tell you that we have to report to them all the time with our wholesale transactions and shit. And it's just so fucking obnoxious.
It's part of a year-long battle about whether flavored tobacco sales would be banned in Ohio.
Oh, okay.
So the city can't say it's banned if the state says it isn't banned, or vice versa.
So wait, isn't that a federal thing?
Like, so we're bored, so we're... What the fuck, man?
Right. There is now another chapter in the battle, as 14 cities have filed a legal challenge to the law. If they are successful, my wife loves me. I just got a text message.
Oh, that's so nice.
If they are successful, those cities would be able to introduce their own laws. A collection of 14 cities, Columbus... Oh, there's a big list in there.
They're all Tyler Jones's cities.
Have the authority to...
Does he do Ohio?
I don't think he does Ohio. I don't think he goes that far.
No, Minnesota.
He doesn't go that far east. The saga was kicked off in December 2022 when the Columbus City Council introduced a ban on the sale of flavored tobacco, but the state said, no, it's fine.
Mm. It's fine.
It's fine. Jennifer True joins Fratello.
Oh.
Jennifer True is the new VP of Marketing and Operations for Fratello Cigars. True, who spent 4 years at Altadis, most recently a senior director of marketing, assisted Fratello at last month's PCA convention or trade show, and was appointed to the formal position on April 1st.
Oh.
I looked at my camera and it wasn't on.
Yeah.
We are thrilled to welcome Jennifer True to Fratello Cigars family as our new vice president of marketing and operations, said Omar DeFries, the very tall rocket scientist that is the founder of Fratello, in a press release.
Guy who shoots the ghost all the time.
Yeah, I'm honored to join the Fratello Cigar team. It's this exciting chapter as we continue to engage enthusiasts with our unique take on premium cigar brand experiences, said True.
Very exciting stuff.
Very exciting.
Is this like a thing?
Did Coop cover that?
He has not up to this date.
No. We're watching.
But it's a VP. VP is different than a director. I actually looked up to see what the difference was between the two.
Right. So director is okay? Or?
No. Coop does not cover director. It's VP where, and up.
VP where and he up. Draws the line. That's where, okay. So yes. He would have covered this.
Yeah, I guess possibly, yes.
But he just didn't feel like covering it.
I guess not.
Obviously, nobody told Coop.
It's marketing. It probably could have been, you know.
Do you want to call? Let's call Coop.
Oh, yes.
Coop and ask him if he's going to report. Oh, he wants to be called.
Yeah, because this is a great one.
Tell him we have Jennifer True on the phone. She wants to talk to him about her promotion.
I'll act like Jennifer.
Okay.
He's not going to answer. He's got to be working.
Hello. Perfect. It's Monday. He wouldn't be on the list.
He said he's ready.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voicemail system.
That is, he sent a voicemail noise. That's it. Now you're off the island.
That was it, buddy.
You go back to the bottom of the list.
You had your shot.
Please call me on Monday.
Number one podcast. We were trying to get you.
Trying to get you a little airtime here. Help your, you know, your show.
Want
to
get your intel on where you draw the line.
Jennifer True.
Maybe he draws the line because it's a woman.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe sexist.
Yeah, could be.
It's very possible.
It's a very possible. Strong possibility. Strong possibility.
Arturo Fuente from Dream to Dynasty Collection shipped. As part of his 110th anniversary celebration, Arturo Fuente commissioned two different books to be written about the company and the Fuente fame. And the Fuente.
The Fuente.
The Fuentes. The Fuentes.
That's Spanish. You know
they live next door to the Flintstones.
You know what? We're going to come out with the Fuentes.
The Fuentes?
Yeah. That was Spanish.
The Fuente Ipas.
Fuente Ipas Z. That's perfect. Both books are written by Aaron Sigmund and published by Azulín, with the first Arturo Fuente from Dream to Dynasty launching in late 2022. All the years. Yep. 20. So that thing you got, does it have books in it?
It's got a book in the middle, yeah. Oh.
And that's this book.
Well, there's two books.
Yeah, there is two books. This one's a little bit smaller.
Fuente reviewed a new cigar sampler around one of the two books. This week, the collection began heading to stores around the Arturo Fuente from Dream to Dynasty collection contains Arturo Fuente from Dream to Dynasty, one of those two books. As well as 22 cigars that are made by Arturo Fuente.
Right.
The cigars are packed in two different 11-count boxes. All three items are placed in a large box, which depicts an Arturo Fuente.
Right.
Some of the cigars include regular production items. Others are harder to find cigars like the BBMF. What is this?
Big bad motherfucker.
Yeah.
He doesn't talk that way. Carlito?
Yeah, he does. He's got all the, like, he's got some of the rare pinks are called like hookers and shit.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Stinky, or not stinky pink.
Yep, they called that too.
Yeah, this one, yeah.
Between the lines, while others like the Opus X25 are nearly impossible to find, interesting that not all the cigars are Arturo Fuente products.
Ooh.
Fuente. Oh.
There are some Ashton, J.C. Newman, Prometheus, all of which are made by Fuente.
Fuente. Arturo Fuente.
The Arturo Fuente from Dream to Dynasty Collection is an MSRP of $2,200 before tax.
Yep.
There are 1,500 samplers produced. Roughly 1,000 of them are heading to stores in the USA, and we have 500 of them.
We have 7,000 of them.
Oh.
Available on cigars.com.
For those of you wondering about the book, it's physically smaller and less expensive than the
original. Yeah.
Yes. The book was hand-bound and contained luxury finishes that individual cigar bands placed on pages in the book. It is an MSRP of, guess how much the book costs by itself?
$5,000.
Would you like to have a counter?
$1,200.
Oh, you read the press release. That's exactly.
I remember that. I vaguely remember that from last year.
Ah, I got
$1,200.
So for just the book, but it's got pictures of cigars in it.
It's got pictures.
Rare pictures of rare cigars in the book.
Listen, I'm going out right now.
Listen.
You can roll the pages and smoke them like cigars.
Look,
allegedly.
The Robbie fact
would.
Of the matter is, in today's world, if you're going to drop 80 to 100 G's on a non-tangible fucking whatever,
oh, it's true. You actually get to hold the book.
You get paper for the 12 hunch. So,
is this an NFT?
No, it's an actual book. You get the book.
Non-fungible, tangible, whatever the fuck.
But you don't have to buy the book to get the cigars.
The book is...
No, you can buy just the book.
Last year, they released just the book.
Okay.
This year, they released a smaller version of the book in a set with 12 cigars or some shit.
22.
Hard to get cigars.
22 cigars.
Two packs of 12 or whatever.
Right. Well, that doesn't make sense, but okay.
Well, wasn't
two packs of 11 would make sense.
All right, maybe it's 11. It's two packs of 11.
Well, that kind of... okay. Hold on a second. Is there doubles of the cigar in there?
No. It's telling the story of Fuente.
Oh, through the years.
Yeah, with all of their...
with the cigars.
With all their, you know, high-end shit. Right,
like, here's a picture of the Opus X And here is an open session.
So they're not just all hard to get cigars. Like some of them you could still attend.
Like the Aston.
Some of them, but not all of them.
Right.
Well, I was just thinking because they just released that Impossible 13 not too long ago.
The year prior, and that was less cigars.
That's 13 cigars.
More money.
This is more cigars. So there's additional ones that you can't get to. Mm-hmm.
So there's an Impossible 22.
Either way, they're impossibly available on CigarHustler.com. So go right ahead and fucking right buy them, please. Right now.
See, that's why I pulled the story, Mike.
Yeah, thank you so much.
There you go. Fratello ships concealed carry 18th Amendment.
With Jennifer Drew.
We're doing a whole amendment series here. The first two blend of Fratello's concealed carry sub-brand is off to stores. It's called 18th Amendment.
Did you see that one of the images originally had the image of Prohibition that Skip used for... Yeah,
I heard about it. I didn't see it.
Wait, funny. This is Fratello?
Yes.
I thought it was Bravada.
No, Fratello. Bravada is having a different problem with Skip.
Oh, yes. Oh. Yeah, there was a bunch of things.
So there's two people now.
No, there was three, actually, because Davidoff made the monolith.
Oh, right. Wow. Right.
Yeah.
Well, somebody else released a dragon.
Another dragon. Is it called the Gurkha dragon?
No, they just made by Davidoff. Completely copied them. Right.
Made by Davidoff.
The tongue of the dragon.
We're going to call this one Gurkha.
Right. We're calling it the mother of all dragons.
The mother of all dragons.
We're going to get steak knives with it.
The concealed carry brand will eventually consist of six blends, each in the same 5.5x54 Vitola, and each with its own individual branding. The cigars are being made in undisclosed factories in the Dominican Republic, Honduras, and Nicaragua. So everywhere that makes cigars.
We're not telling you.
We're not telling you where they're at. Fratello says only 75 stores will carry the concealed carry lines. The next batch is scheduled to be shipped to stores in early June 2024.
Somebody got mad at me on one of the interviews. Because one of the information that we did, like the binder is designed, when we were explaining what it was, designed to hold the cigars together. Can you tell me more than that? I'm like, dude, I don't know, man. Sometimes I get bored.
Who'd you do that with?
The
interviewer got mad or somebody listening?
No, somebody listening. So what the fuck is that? Wow. I'm like, look, man, I'm sorry.
Speedway, Pete from Tatuaje was just on Smoking Tobacco.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What'd he say?
I didn't watch it.
Oh, yeah?
I just saw he was there.
He was there?
He was there.
So how'd you get in the cigar industry?
Right. I don't know. I logged in enough so I could say hi and then I...
Hey, it's me.
Hey, and they're like, oh, BDP, and then I'd leave.
So now there's multiple people making this Prohibition type...
Amendment. The amendment cigars are a thing now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just don't understand that. Like, I thought that was like something that
Skip and Mike are having such luck with it. Now somebody else is doing it too. Allegedly.
Well, what are you going to do, man? You know? What are you going to do?
We have McDonald's.
We got the Big Mac. We got the Big Mac.
Right. You know? Just wait for it. We've got the Second Amendment. They've got the 18th Amendment.
They're holding on the 18th. Yeah.
Eladio Diaz before and after begin shipping today.
Eladio Diaz.
First regular production line called Before and After. It's on its way to stores today after making its debut at the PCA Convention to Trade Show last month. Mm-hmm. Before and After is a blend that features an Ecuadorian Corojo wrapper, a Dominican Habano 2000 binder, and all the Dominican filler that contains Habano.
Was he at the show?
Apparently.
We can't pick that motherfucker up in a lineup. I have no idea what he looks like.
I'm going to walk by. I don't know.
Arnold could walk up to us and say, hey, I'm Eladio Diaz.
Hey, Eladio!
Holy shit, let's get a picture of Eladio.
Right.
This is a guy I've really been wanting to hear or see.
Right.
Because you guys talk about him all the time.
We looked up last year or the year before. We saw a picture of him. He's a very tall, slender man.
Is he?
Yes.
I can't even remember that.
Like Gomez?
Who's Gomez?
Like Lito Gomez.
Oh, Lito Gomez.
Tony Gomez.
I think he's taller.
Gomez is fucking John Wick at this point. He looks straight out of.
Like a Caldwell.
No. Yeah, you know, like Robert, but older. A lot of
I just want to know, like gunfire. I'm going to Tony.
All right,
that guy's. He's got to be equipped for it. You know.
Right.
All I gotta say is kill Tony's dog and let's see what the fuck happens. You know what I mean? Boy. Shit's going sideways. We're eliminating the entire cigar industry.
Oh.
Perfect.
I'm humbled to invite you to live this unique experience with a blend of tobaccos that represent my before, when I was employee of a cigar factory, and my after, seeing my children keeping alive the legacy of what has become labor of love for me, said Eladio Diaz in a press release.
Eladio.
Arango Cigar Company is handling sales.
Arango?
A-R-A-N-G-O.
Arango.
Arango.
See, they put an O on the end.
Arango?
Yes. Arango.
Arango?
No, it's Arango.
Arango? Jack Arango?
Ringo is the drummer from the Beatles.
Ringo?
It was actually a wrong, but now they put an O for Spanish. They're
handling sales and distribution of the line. The company also distributed the Eladio Diaz 70 limited edition that came out last year on his birthday.
Eladio.
We're still waiting for our birthday cigars, Eladio.
It's never happening.
All right, we have a Florida story.
I don't think I've ever seen a cigar from Eladio.
We've had them up there.
Have we?
Yeah.
Yeah. We had some.
Yeah, they were overpriced.
Not the birthday ones. Yeah.
Was it the agape?
That was what it was.
Oh, it was agape.
Yeah.
The agape.
Agape.
The agape.
Yeah.
Women claims God told her to shoot drivers because of the eclipse, Florida trooper says.
I saw this story.
It was the eclipse.
Taylan Nichelle Celestine, 22, of Georgia, was arrested on several charges in Bonifay, Florida. A woman checked out of a Florida hotel and told staff she was going on a God-directed shooting spree because of the solar eclipse, then shot two drivers on Interstate 10. Before being arrested and charged with attempted murder Monday.
What's wrong with people?
According to the Florida Highway Patrol, Taylor Celestine, 22 of Georgia. She's 22. Of Georgia, entered the highway 115 miles from the Alabama border in the Florida Panhandle and was headed west.
Oh, shit. I was just on that road.
Exactly. That's one of the reasons I pulled the story.
Holy moly. So some of you people at home are listening, this is a backwoods Georgia city.
Yes.
Not city, town.
Town.
That drinks Kool-Aid.
Right. She went to Florida to shoot the people.
Right.
Right.
I'm getting the hell out of this state.
Within 5 miles, she fired into a passing car several times, spraying auto glass and grazing the driver in the arm, and the department said in a statement. She then fired on a second vehicle, hitting the driver in the neck. The driver was injured and treated at a hospital. Troopers stopped the woman after she drove for about another 16 miles.
How fast?
And found her with an AR-15 rifle and a 9mm handgun. She was arrested and booked into the Holmes County Jail. She was charged with attempted murder, aggravated battery with a deadly weapon, and improper discharge of a firearm.
I don't even know why they put those last two charges, because the first one, she's gone.
She's going.
We're getting an improper discharge of a firearm because you missed.
She goes to a fucking psych ward. She doesn't.
Oh yeah, she's not seeing time.
Yeah, that bitch is grabbing her shit and slinging it across the room. There's no way that she goes to a regular prison.
Right.
That's fucking crazy.
Well, I have to take a drink. We have one more thing.
Oh, keep that cup away. Yeah,
Phil gets mad when
Phil's,
you get my cup.
Phil's very angry.
The Senzafina cigar was rated by Brooks from Halfway and received an 88 rating.
Really?
Oh. Yes. It was just published this morning.
Oh, nice.
Yes. Brooks ended the review with, "This is a tale of two different profiles. All three cigars feature very similar flavors as part of their main profile, consisting of almond, cedar, floral notes. But the first cigar was indated. I think it's supposed to be indated.
Quinto.
With a massive cotton candy sweetness on the retro hill that the other two cigars completely lacked. While the first cigar was one of the best I've smoked so far this year, the other two were no slouches, and the collective total is a very solid debut release for the brand."
I agree.
Yes. That's very congratulations.
Good job, Brooks. Thanks, man.
To Sam and Rosie.
Do you think Brooks eats cotton candy?
I would like some of the cotton candy cigars if they still have some.
If you have more cotton candy available.
More cotton candy cigars, cotton candy cigars.
Well, that's nice. That's very nice.
Brooks was very nice to me at PCA.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, he was.
Is this the gentleman that a while back wrote that one review?
Scathing report about about Phil and that guy in the bathroom?
No.
Yes, that was him.
No, that was Palmer.
Oh, I wrote the review about
it.
Who
was
the
guy that wrote it? It wasn't Brooks, and it was somebody else that wrote it there.
Brian?
Maybe it was Brian. Remember Brian, they gave you like that weird review a while back?
I don't think Brian does reviews. It's Brooks,
Patrick.
Was
that's
the
who
other.
It was, yeah.
Patrick gave me one really good one.
Did he?
And then he walked it back. He IKT'd me.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's the way it works.
I think it was right when the Connecticut first came out, wasn't it?
I don't remember.
So many reviews. So little time.
So much hate.
Well, we like
so
little time.
So many people.
I like all the guys at Halfway. I even like Patrick. He's a really nice guy.
Oh, good.
Did Charlie come to...
he popped
last,
in at the
last
end.
Day. He popped in last day. He had a family thing. Everybody League, excuse
me. I saw him just enough for him to make some kind of snide comment to me as I was scooting by in my fucking scooter.
Surprised that wasn't covered as part of the PCA.
What?
Mike Stepan Cabbage scooter.
In scooter.
Right?
Yeah.
Picture view.
Should press release
in
it.
In scooter.
It's too late now. Can't press release.
It's done.
Nah, I don't press releases.
All right, you got a listener of the week, Michael?
I don't have a listener of the week.
You have one job. One job with this show, Michael.
I do?
Yes.
Good.
Shop of the week?
Listener of the week is Jack Taranio.
Obviously, Arnold Schwarzenegger's been listening.
Yes, listener of the week, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Job of the week?
That was not really Arnold.
Arnold.
I have to disclose it's not really Arnold.
No, that was Arnold. Put it in the description of the show.
Then not really Arnold?
Yeah, they have to read that part.
Oh, okay.
That way we still pull it off. They're not really doing it. And I did not do the press release, Jack, as you requested.
Movie magic.
They're not really doing it. You think when they do Sesame Street, they say there's somebody inside the Big Bird costume?
Well, there's nobody inside Big Bird.
Well,
it's not a real bird.
Well, I mean, if Big Bird got upset about it, you have to like your Big Bird.
Oh,
yeah, that's the whole problem.
He's not like you. We're not that big a show. He's
we're big enough for something.
Somebody's going to tell him.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to tell Jack.
I mean,
somebody's going to tell Arnold.
They told, about the Mildias thing to Mr. Hoover. So
Please God, tell Arnold.
Record it.
We have never received a cease and desist. So, we're looking for, we have a frame on the wall.
Can't wait to get that email and phone number.
We're looking for our first one. Could be you.
Could be
Mr. Schwarzenegger.
Schwarzenegger O.
Might as well aim high.
Schwarzenegger O.
Hey, you know what?
Arnie Schwarzenegger O.
There you go. 20%.
Yeah, 20%. We're good.
20%.
All right, got anything else, Michael?
I have a shop of the week.
Oh, I already asked you. You said no.
You said, I had a retail.
We're going to hell now. I just turned it.
That's it. Going to hell.
You got a shop of the week?
Cigars for you.
You have cigars for me?
Cigars for you.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I have cigars for you, too.
Oh, that's nice.
What are cigars? Where is this?
Houston, Texas.
He got a lot of us.
Oh, cigars for me.
Cigars for you.
That's what I said. Cigars for me.
Cigars for you.
Oh, in Houston, Texas.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
There you go. New Postania account.
Oh, nice.
That's right.
So Michael will not be here next week. He is going to Nicaragua. So what day do you leave? Oh, you leave on the weekend.
Yeah.
This morning. And then you come back on Thursday?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
You leave this weekend?
This weekend.
Yeah.
Oh. Isn't he going to be? It's always
we will have a show next week. He just won't be here
because normally, we'll record it. I'd like to be a part of it still. If we can make that work.
Oh, from there?
Yeah.
Okay.
When
do you want to do it?
I don't know.
Oh,
Monday.
How do you know?
Oh, you mean you want to record it there and then send it to him?
He'll
call in.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He can call in or FaceTime me or whatever.
I don't know.
He wants to check up. He's nervous.
We need to figure out how to do that.
We could just FaceTime in the Roadcaster.
It doesn't do video, Mike.
Yeah, I don't have to do video. I can just be talking.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean because you have to, you can't physically call.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we could.
We'll call him on Facebook.
Facebook thing or whatever.
I'm in the factory.
Is that where you'll be Monday? Aren't you spending some time on the mountain with the monkeys?
Yes, I'll be with the monkeys at first.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
You know.
I would rather do it from the monkeys.
I'm going to hang out with Buster.
Oh, I want Buster on the show.
Yeah. You can't have your phone inside the factory?
What?
Sure you can. Yes, can't he have his phone on the factory?
You said you'll be in the factory.
Yeah.
He wants to do it from the factory. I want you to do it from Skip's house.
Probably do it from the factory.
And that's Skip's house.
I want to hear how the factory sounds.
What's it sound like?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
Spanish music playing in the background.
Is the guy reading the newspaper like in the old days?
Do they listen to like regular Spanish music or is it
like Bad Bunny or some shit?
Can they listen to Cigar Hustler podcast when you're there?
Can I do what?
Can they listen to Cigar Hustler podcast?
I can tell you this, that normally when I travel, it happens. It plays in the background. Skip's listening to it. And then I get critiqued the whole time.
Oh,
I can't wait for him to hear the Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I really wish you would have did this. You missed a really good opportunity at that point where you could have said that.
I talk to him all the time, Skip. He just won't listen.
I'm very sorry, Skip. Listen. I'm very sorry. I'll do better.
Yeah, don't be sorry. Do better.
Yeah, it's rule number one. Don't be sorry. Be better.
So Skip will be on then, too.
I said that to Saka, too. I said, we have a rule in this house.
Yeah, I said that.
Rule number one.
So Skip will be on, too.
On what?
The show.
It depends upon when we do it.
Well, you're going to be with him no matter what, right?
If I call at like 11, I'm not with Skip.
11 in the morning? No, he'll be sleeping.
Yeah, he's on.
Sleepy.
He's in bed.
We'll do it earlier. I can get here early.
What's the time difference?
No, he gets up later.
Yeah, but catch him when he's still up.
Like at 4 a.m.?
Okay, I'm up, too.
What's the time difference?
Just an hour back.
Oh, so if we're here doing this normal time, Skip will be there.
Right. Can your mommy bring you earlier that day?
I don't know.
All right, you ask her. You check with her and see.
I had to slide in one more, huh?
You better start doing that red light.
All right, anybody got anything else?
I think that's it.
We would like presents?
Look, man, I'm probably not bringing anything back.
Cigars for you.
Cigars. Just bring you cigars for me. You already said that.
Look, last time I brought, I think, 30 or 40 cigars.
Bahol check. Right?
And I got stopped, and I had to go through a whole fucking process, and I got nervous that I was going to miss my flight.
Big baby.
So yeah, but you got TSA pre-check now.
Yeah, tape into your thigh.
They don't check your bags or anything.
Yeah, they don't check your bags. That's right.
You don't have to take your shoes off, nothing.
Right, so put them in your shoes.
Dude, if the cigars, if we make something and I say, hey, send it, they'll just send it in the next fucking, send it to the factory. Go through the proper channels, pay the fucking tax and fuck whatever, man. It's not a big deal. I'm not carrying anything.
We said this on a recorded show. Yeah.
No, I'm just being, 100% honest. I'm not fucking carrying anything. I'm not doing it.
Oh, whatever. Skip, make him bring me something.
And Phil too.
Dude, I caught the one guy. Do you have anything to declare? I have cigars. How many have? I don't know, 40 or 50.
What? Just say I have two. 50?
I've been waiting all day to check.
I'm like, they're samples for me to smoke and try. 40 or 50? I'm like, yeah. I'm not selling these. They're not for sale.
You probably copped an attitude.
No.
His muscles were bulging.
He's like, you got to go report. You got to go declare those. I'm like, okay. So then I go downstairs.
There's no price tag on these.
I go downstairs. There's a Chinese family in front of me.
Oh, they're in trouble.
Okay. They're pulling fish out of their fucking.
Food. You know, don't bring food.
It was so bad.
Really in trouble.
Nobody speaks Mandarin.
Yeah, no.
They
called me on the phone.
And there was one person checking people.
They put an A on the end of every word there.
There was one person checking people. And, and I'm looking around thinking, I'm never getting the fuck out of here. I am totally fucked. Thank God another guy comes and sees the disaster that's in front of me.
Right.
And he's like, come here. And I said, hey. He goes, what do you got? I'm like, I got like 50 cigars. He goes, seriously? I'm like, yeah. He's like, okay. It's like $6.
I'll give you 20 before you leave.
You know what? Thanks, man. I appreciate you coming in and expediting this for me.
Did he put the $6 in his pocket?
Because I may miss I may miss my flight.
Cigars from Nicosuena are so reasonably priced. Those are delicious cigars.
That's just the tax, dude. You got to pay the tax.
What kind of time do you got between flights? You should have allowed a lot of time.
You don't get to pick that.
You
can pick your connections.
Dude, I fly all day, get home at like late as fuck. Get home like 11, 12 o'clock.
Oh, that's funny. We got in at 6 o'clock in the morning, come back from Vegas.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you fly front fucking tier. I don't know what you expect.
All right. We're at an hour and 1 minute.
So how was my time right now? And it was off before. We're 1 hour and 1 minute on my clock.
Yeah.
It's an hour and 1 minute and 30 seconds. I was messing with you earlier, red lighter.
I was messing with you earlier.
He's cranky because I mentioned his mom.
Yeah, he's cranky.
Picked him up at school and brought him in.
All right, I'm shutting this off.
All right, we got to go. This has been episode 329. The Cigar Hustler Podcast.
Arnold edition.
Arnold edition.
Arnold O.
The Arnie. Arnie Schwarzenegger role. Making a new cigar with Espinoso.
Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye.
The Cigar Hustlers Podcast, its owners, and its sponsors take no responsibility for the opinions or statements made by the talk show host or their guest. Statements or show topics are not necessarily the beliefs of Mike and Mike Productions or the podcast providers, and opinions between talk show hosts may differ. It is not our intention to libel, incite, or hurt anyone's feelings. We invite you to write the show's host, Mike Stepankevich, with any feedback or suggestions that you have for their shows. These broadcasts are presented and made public as entertainment in the hope that they will be entertaining to the audience.